Knife by R.J. Anderson. Read by Emma Parrish. 1.
I only want to go out for a little while, the fairy child pleaded. Just below the window, on that branch. I won't fly away and I won't tell anyone, I promise.
Oh, Bryony, you know you can't! Wink's voice came from the other side of the sewing table, muffled by a mouthful of pins.
Her red hair had come free of its knot, falling in bedraggled ringlets, and her cheeks were pink with the room's oppressive heat.
None of us can. It isn't safe.
But the gatherers go out all the time, said Bryony, and so does Thorn.
Thorn is the Queen's hunter, Wink told her with unusual sternness. And without her and the gatherers, we'd all starve. But they only go out when they have to, and they don't stay out any longer than they have to. And you and I don't have to, so there.
Bryony jumped up and dragged a stool over to the window, hopping up on the seat for a better view. If she looked straight out there was nothing but leaves and branches. But if she craned her neck and peered all the way down, she could just see.
Oh, Bryony, do sit down, said Wink wearily. You're blocking all the fresh air.
Bryony made a face and plopped back onto her seat, a wobbly construction of twigs and dried grass that felt as though it might come to pieces any minute.
But it's so hot in here, she muttered, and so ugly.
Like most of the rooms inside the oak, the apartment she shared with Wink was plain-walled, clumsily furnished and cramped. Not like the garden she had glimpsed through the open window, its velvety stretch of lawn framed by shrubberies and dotted with bright flowers. That was beauty.
Why don't you go down to the kitchen? Said Wink distractedly, eyes fixed on the seam she was pinning. I hear the gatherers found a bee's nest.